We are starting off the week with some beautiful weather across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are pleasant, but not too hot, and the humidity levels are quite comfortable as well. Our dew point temperatures are running in the 50s to right around 60 degrees, and that means that the air mass is not especially muggy. Moving through time, we will start to see the weather pattern transition. So as the week moves along, we will increase our chances for showers and thunderstorms. In fact, rain will be likely at times through the second half of the week, very likely into the weekend, as our weather pattern does become more favorable for periods of wet weather. So the bottom line is that the best weather of the week is happening right now. Things look quite nice through tomorrow. Then once we get to Wednesday, we'll be on the lookout for scattered areas of rain at times, very likely right through the upcoming weekend. So we have high pressure in control right now. That means it'll be mainly clear and quite comfortable tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the 50s across eastern New York and western New England. Even some 40s will be possible across the higher elevations of the Adirondacks and maybe even the Greens. Only weather concern that I see for tonight is that there may be a few patches of dense fog as we go through the night into early tomorrow. And so for tomorrow, any fog will burn off relatively early, and high pressure remains in control, so we're still looking for a lot of sunshine for the day on Tuesday. It'll be a warm day. In fact, it'll be a couple of degrees warmer than today in most spots as temperatures come up into the middle and upper 80s across much of our area, though we may hold in the lower 80s in the mountains. In terms of humidity, it will still be relatively comfortable tomorrow with dew point temperatures running in the 50s to near 60. So tomorrow is a few degrees warmer on the thermometer, but it won't really feel much more humid. Now, as we head into Wednesday, that's when we start to see more in the way of cloudiness come into the area. So it's a cloudier day. Now with that, it won't be quite as hot as tomorrow, but the trade-off is that it will be much more humid. So a very muggy day on Wednesday, and there is the chance for showers and thunderstorms. And with the humidity levels up, of course, the potential does exist for some locally heavy downpours as we go through Wednesday. And often on showers and storms are in the forecast moving through the end of the work week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60, some 40s in the Adirondacks and Greens. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm, with highs in the 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60, some 40s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm, with highs in the 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 56 to 64, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm, with highs in the 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and some sun, showers and storms likely, warm and much more humid, with highs in the 80s. And on Thursday, partly sunny, hot and humid, with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.